You're listening to Shared Security, a podcast that explores the bonds shared between people and technology. Hosted by Tom Esten, Scott Wright, and Kevin Johnson. This week, we've got an important topic to discuss: stolen device protection for iPhones. It's not just about losing your phone. It's about securing your accounts and personal information if your iPhone is ever stolen. So stick around as we break down the key aspects of this new security feature from Apple. First off, what is stolen device protection? Well, it's a new feature that adds an extra layer of security when your iPhone is away from familiar locations like home or work. The goal? To protect your accounts and personal information in case your iPhone is ever stolen. As you may have seen in recent headlines, iPhones are increasingly attracting the attention of thieves who are employing rather bold techniques. For instance, imagine casually walking down the street with your phone in hand when suddenly somebody swoops in from behind, snatching your phone away. Additionally, there's a concerning trend known as table surfing, where thieves use social engineering tactics to observe a victim entering their device's passcode or manipulate them into revealing it. Before you know it, both the iPhone and the passcode are in the hands of the thief. So, how does stolen device protection work? Well, enabling stolen device protection triggers additional security measures when your iPhone is not in familiar locations. Familiar locations include places like your home or work. Your iPhone automatically tracks these locations for you just by having location services enabled. These new security measures include Face ID or Touch ID biometric authentication and a security delay to prevent unauthorized access to critical settings. Now, here's the important part. With stolen device protection enabled, certain actions like accessing passwords or credit cards require Face ID or Touch ID authentication. This ensures that even if a thief knows your passcode, they can't make critical changes to your accounts. But wait, there's more. Stolen device protection also introduces a security delay. This means that critical actions, such as changing your Apple ID password, will require you to wait for an hour and perform a second Face ID or Touch ID authentication. This delay is designed to prevent a thief from performing critical operations so that you can mark your device as lost and make sure your Apple account is secure. Note that when your iPhone is in a familiar location, these additional steps will not be required and you can use your device passcode like normal.
You want your organization to be secure and compliant and to have a healthy culture, but your employees' lack of awareness makes you vulnerable to data theft, fraud, and compliance penalties. It's frustrating that the boring static training content that's being used today has failed to improve employees' ability to defend against cyber attacks. At ClickArmor, we know that without using gamification, it's extremely hard to get staff to understand how to avoid threats. Our gamified simulations and challenges have provided a 50% average improvement in thousands of employees' ability to spot phishing threats. Go to clickarmor.ca/sharedsecurity to get your free gamified phishing assessment for up to 500 employees. You'll see quickly how gamified simulations can help your team be more resilient and compliant and help avoid costly ransomware and fraud incidents. Let ClickArmor help you go from being an underappreciated, stressed out fall guy to being an innovative leader who's the catalyst for greater productivity in your organization.
So, how do you enable or disable stolen device protection? Well, it's simple. First, you need to update to iOS 17.3 and then head to Settings, tap on Face ID and Passcode, enter your device passcode and toggle stolen device protection to on or off. And here's one last piece of advice. Remember, if you're planning to sell, give away, or trade your iPhone, you need to turn off stolen device protection before doing so. And don't forget to always, always, always erase and reset your iPhone if you plan on selling it or giving it away. That wraps up this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you found this information helpful in securing your iPhone. And hey, consider becoming a supporter through our Patreon by visiting patreon.com/sharedsecurity. As always, thank you for joining us on Shared Security. Stay safe, stay secure, and stay private. Thanks for watching or listening to this episode. Please subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts and visit us at sharedsecurity.net or on X at SharedSec. If you'd like to help support the podcast and get early access to new episodes with no ads, plus many more exclusive benefits, become an official supporter of the podcast for only $5 a month. Visit sharedsecurity.net/supporter for more details.